The dollars do the talking.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Black Friday got its name because this is supposedly the day when retailers go into the black for the year. This year, it's also a referendum on consumer spending. As usual, some malls and stores opened at midnight. Others waited until 5 a.m. So far, there are pretty good crowds. We don't know about the buying just yet. Reporter Philip Martin went to a toy store near Boston around midnight.
Sheila McNamara was number 8 in line at KB Toys in Newton. She wasn't surprised by the sparse turnout.
I didn't think there'd be many people here at all. And I mean, I don't think there's a lot.
In fact, more than 35 people when the doors opened. Once inside, McNamara rushed to scoop up the number 1 and 2 toys in her niece and nephew's list, but walked away empty-handed.
I was looking for Mario Kart and Disney Sing It. Me and my friend looked, but no luck.
Even so, says McNamara, she doesn't regret standing in line to try to snag hard-to-find gifts and bargains. And though McNamara walked away empty-handed, shopper Mary McCormick found everything she was looking for.
Mr. Potato Head, Yahtzee game, girl's journal.
Was the economy a factor in you being here tonight?
No. No, the time. I'd rather be here at midnight than 4 in the morning. Now I can go home and sleep and sleep late tomorrow.
And McCormick added, a bargain is still a bargain. In Newton, Massachusetts, I'm Philip Martin for Marketplace.
It's been a solid week for Wall Street. Today, there's a half day of trading. In Asia, the markets closed with gains of about 2%. European shares are down a fraction so far. The Dow is at 87.26. The Nasdaq is at 15.32. Oil is just below $54 a barrel. OPEC holds an emergency session in Cairo tomorrow. A lot of its members are pushing for another cut in production to prop up the price of oil. But will that really do anything? Stephen Beard reports from London.
The falling price of crude has decimated OPEC's income. Iran and Venezuela seem to be suffering the worst. They want the cartel to announce a cut in output of 1 million barrels a day. They hope that declaration will prop up the price. But it may not, says Nick McGregor of brokers Redmayne Bentley.
They all say we'll cut production by X amount, but there's no guarantee they'll actually do it. There is a lot of cheating goes on, and the temptation to pump a few extra barrels and make a few extra bucks is always there.
Even OPEC doesn't entirely trust its members. The cartel's most reliable output data is said to come from a network of spies watching the movement of oil tankers through binoculars. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The economy is putting a strain on food banks around the country. Many of them say donations are down at a time when demand is up. Joel Rose has more on that.
A staffer hoists boxes full of cereal and canned goods onto the scale at Philabundance, a food bank in North Philadelphia. On the other side of the scale, Florence Murray waits in line. She's picking up supplies for her church. Each week it offers free meals and food baskets to the needy. Murray says more people than ever are showing up.
Some of them are out of jobs and some are like maybe homeless, and they just said it's harder for them to survive now.
Philabundance Vice President Martha Buccino says hunger is on the rise across the region, even as donations to the food bank are falling.
We're down approximately 32% from where we were last year. We're about 40% down from 2 years ago. That's something that is very sobering.
Buccino says retailers and wholesalers who might have donated food in the past are finding ways to sell it on the secondary market. Fortunately, she says monetary donations from the public are holding steady for now. In Philadelphia, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
Since this is Black Friday, we thought we'd check in with the CEO of the biggest department store chain.
The boss will see you now.
This conversation from the corner office didn't take place in an office, but at Macy's flagship store in New York. CEO Terry Lundgren spoke with Marketplace's Kai Rizdal.
How are you going to know if Black Friday is a success for you?
Well, I'll know by noon. We track any day, you know, with technology is such that I can track sales of any individual store, the total on an hourly basis or a minute-to-minute basis if I choose.
And do you do that?
I do it on a day after Thanksgiving for sure. I do it on all of the big days leading up to the Christmas period. And so it's at my desktop. It's very easy for to me to access.
How does that make your store managers feel when they know that the big boss is sitting there watching their sales?
Hopefully.
Literally in real time, right?
Hopefully they're motivated. I do make quite a few phone calls on the day after Thanksgiving when I'm here in the office.
What do you say?
You know, mostly encouragement, because at this point in time, we've done the work. You know, we've made the buys. We've set the store.
You have been in retail basically your whole career, 30-something years.
That's correct.
What have you learned in those three decades that's going to help you in what is arguably the toughest recession we've seen in 30 years?
I think you're right. I think this is as tough as I've ever seen in the 30 years. We've been through some tough times, but you know what the experience of going through challenging times does to you is it, particularly for a company like ours, is I can say with confidence to my organization, my 183,000 employees, we will get through this. It's just a matter of how we do it, and we're going to have to all make some sacrifices between now and then.
When you say sacrifices, do you mean cost-cutting and layoffs? I mean people losing their jobs?
I hope not, but in our case, you know, in the retail business, we actually add a lot of jobs this time of year. And so we will just not be adding as many jobs as we have in the past because the business doesn't warrant it.
Terry Lundgren, Chairman and CEO of Macy's. Mr. Lundgren, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Scott.
To hear more of that conversation, check out our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.